Awesome. What an amazing time of worship this morning. Don't worry, we'll be doing more of that later on. We're going to come back and worship again. But I wanted to set up a little bit of a platform of what it means to experience again God's presence. And that's what I'm going to be speaking about this morning, is experience His presence. And I'm going to give a bit of a testimony, actually, about what I experienced last week, Sunday. Many of you were here, and I want to explain a little bit about what happened, and that is something that's meant not just for me, but it's meant for each and every one of us. But it just started off in worship. I don't know about you, but did somebody else besides me experience God's presence last Sunday and in this morning too? It's so amazing. And so we're going to talk about what that is, experiencing His presence. And I just have 4 points that I want to just confirm first, that we've got those things settled in our hearts. Is first of all, that experiencing God is biblical, okay? It's not just some sort of thing that we do on the side. It's an integral part of what God is doing and how He's manifesting His presence into our lives. And He's doing that to encourage us and to help us grow in wisdom and knowledge of who He is. Also, that we know that to experience, He wants us to experience His fullness and the deeper things of God. And the other aspect about the importance of experiencing His presence is that He uses that in order to change us and to transform us. And that's very, very important. Because if we just have experiencing Him only, then that's not what God totally wants us to do. He wants that experience to actually work itself deep in our hearts, to bring about change and transformation. And I'll tell you a little bit about that, because that's part of my testimony this morning. So last Sunday, I was leading the meeting, and worship was just so sweet. It was so incredible. I was just captured up in God's presence. And when His presence comes upon us, and when our hearts are open to receive Him, we have to know that here He is. We have a supernatural God that we're coming encounter with, and certain things that happen will be a little bit unusual. But the unusual is not a bad thing. It simply means it's outside of our normal kind of comfort range. So I started, manifesting in His presence, and it was just incredible, and it was wonderful. And I remember, there are certain things, I confess, I don't clearly remember everything, but I'll get to that later. But all I know is it was incredible. And I can remember, speaking, getting up, and just sharing, just about, I have faith in everything that God says that He has. I don't know if you remember that. And I remember I sang as well. And then probably all of you remember really vividly when I took my first step here to come up and do announcements, and I just started to laugh. And in that moment, and all of us have those moments, in that moment I could have chosen to either stop that. And what would have done that? When we've been talking a lot about stepping out of the boat, and that simply means to step out of our comfort zone. And we all have our comfort zones, and it's not always easy to step out of it. And in that moment when I was starting to laugh, and I remember saying, I don't know how I'm going to do the announcements, I was just enjoying the presence of God in that moment. But as I said, I could have. And it probably flashed through my mind for about a nanosecond, which isn't much, because I just said, I don't care, because the only thing that would hold me back is stepping into something that I had never experienced before. And what would hold me back is what holds us back is fear. It's always fear. For me, it was the fear of man, the fear of embarrassment. What are people going to think? Here I am. Here's one of the pastors of the church, and he's up there laughing away, trying to. But I didn't, to be honest, I didn't care about that, because all I wanted to do was experience more and more of God. And that's why it's so vitally important that we don't negate the experiential part of what God has for us. And that's why we say in at the Bridge, we are a Word and Spirit church. Because the Word in and of itself is wonderful, but it needs something else to bring it into a full revelation. So I had this kind of math equation in my head, and it was, you know, the knowledge of God or the Word of God plus the experience and encounter of God equals a greater revelation of God. And that's what happens. You get a greater revelation. Another way of putting it is that because each is amazing, the Word of God is incredible, and the experience of God, they're two powerful, wonderful truths, but when you combine them together, they're even more powerful. It's a little bit like, because of my background in architecture and construction, you know, the image that came to me was like, you can take a material like concrete. In of itself, it has all sorts of incredible qualities and strengths. And then you can take steel, and it also a very strong material. But they discovered that when you actually put those things together and what they called reinforced concrete, concrete with steel embedded, it's stronger than the combined, the two materials in and of themselves. And that's what it is when we take the Word of God and the experience that God brings us through, it validates the Word of God. And it actually builds us up, and it strengthens us and encourages us, and it helps us to grow and to mature. Because in that moment, some of the signs of what of His presence are for me in that moment, and they're not, these are not things that necessarily what you experience will be different, but a lot of them really reflect what we see in Galatians 5:22, which is the fruit of the Spirit. And one of those things was I felt joy, just incredible joy, like the delight, just this delight just overflowed me. A sense of goodness of God and gladness was in me. It was such an amazing place to be in. And I wanted to know that what I was experiencing actually lined itself with the Word of God, because that's how the two work together. So we see in Psalm 16:11, where it says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy." So to experience joy in His presence is a biblical truth that's just reinforced when we actually experience it. In Galatians 5:22, it says, "But for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness." And then Psalm 68:3 says, "But let the godly rejoice." That's what we're here, is to rejoice. Let them be glad in God's presence. Let them be filled with joy. I love the word that Chris brought about God. He said, "I am doing a new thing." It's not we are doing a new thing. It's God, and it's only God can do that new thing. And I loved when we sang, "Abba Father." You know, Daddy God, just a reminder, we belong to Him. And we don't need to be bound by that, actually freedom. Because when we experience who God is, to say, "I belong to you," is the best thing that can come out of our mouths. It's awesome. The other thing that I experienced last week was just this, again, this intimacy, this closeness, this nearness to God. And when we're in a place of intimacy, you know that we feel His love. When we feel His love, I felt acceptance and a realization about how faithful God is. And what does the Word say about that? Well, it says in Isaiah 55:6, it said, "Seek the Lord? Well, you can find him, call on him while he's near. And when we near ourselves to him, his presence comes upon us. Psalm 73, 28 says, "But for me, it is good to be near God. I made the Lord my refuge, that I may tell of all your works." And then James 4, 8, it says, "Move your heart closer and closer to God, and he will come closer to you." Sometimes that's all I think God wants to know, is just we're willing to say, "God, I just want to more of you." And that's not enough. It's not so much about us preparing ourselves, but it's always good to be in a place where we're open to what God is wanting to do in us and through us. The other thing that I experienced last week was just, again, we sang about it today. It was really nice to kind of see that, is freedom. You know, that sense of liberty, that sense of peace. I felt a real sense of purpose like I'd never sensed before, of God's purpose for me. And you know, when you sense that, you know what it does in you? Hope rises up in you. Because all of this, again, is so that we might be encouraged and that we will grow and that we will mature. It's not just in that experience itself. That experience in and of its own isn't really all that God wants for us. It's what the effect of that experience has. And what does it say about, what does the word say about freedom? Well, Psalm 119:45 says, "I will walk with you in complete freedom, for I will seek to follow your every command." In John 10:9 says, "To enter through is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction." And then Jesus goes on to say in verse 10, see, before I get to that, what the enemy wants to do is stop you from experiencing life and freedom and the satisfaction that we have in Jesus. But then Jesus says in verse 10, "But I've come to bring you abundance. I've come so that you may experience that abundant life and that freedom that we have in him." And then 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord," I'm referring to, "is the Holy Spirit. And wherever he is, Lord, there is freedom." And that's what the important thing. I mean, I know last week that Mark was saying inducing his presence produces worship, but worship also produces his presence or helps us to enter his presence. You know, God used the experiencing his presence in every aspect of both the Old Testament and the New Testament. One example that I really love is in 2 Peter 1:16-19. And Peter is writing, and he's reminding the people that he's writing to about an encounter that he and John and James had when they went with Jesus on the mountain, and Jesus was transfigured. And this is what he says, "For we were not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes." They experienced it. They saw it. They saw Jesus as white as light. "And when he received honor and glory from God the Father." And then the voice from the majestic glory of God said to him, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." And then he goes on to say again, "We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with them on the holy mountain." So they experienced two things that day. And what did those experiences do? And he continues, "Because of that experience, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets." And that's exactly what that experience does in us. When we experience God, it reinforces those things. And the same kind of thing happened again with someone called Saul, who was walking on the road to Damascus, and he had an experience with God that forever changed his life. Because it's not just the experience, it's what God's trying to do in us. And we see that in the book of Acts. 1 Corinthians 1:6 says, "For the reality of the truth of Christ is seen among you and strengthened through your experience of Him." And I'm really trying to build a platform. We need to experience Him as well. And I believe that it ties in with the whole aspect of, again, just stepping out of the boat, stepping out of our comfort zone. God wants us to experience Him in so many great and amazing ways. And that happens when we experience the presence of God, when we experience the Spirit of God working in us and through us. In 1 Corinthians 2:10 and 12, it says, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets." Because there's so much more of God that we need to understand and that He wants to reveal to us. I mean, it's been a long, long time for me, and I've been going, "God, there must be more of You. It's got to be more than just coming together on Sunday as a body, which is wonderful, but that's not all there is to it. There's much, much more." And if you actually begin to understand what Jesus has purposely chosen to allow us to experience the deeper things, because, again, it's to help us grow and help us to mature. You see, when Jesus said on the cross that the work of finished, He meant the work of salvation was finished. But when you see after His resurrection in those 40 days, there's 11 times that God appeared before His disciples. And each one of those was a supernatural encounter. Can you imagine? You know, when they were waiting up in the room and Jesus just appears. And then Thomas wasn't around, but he came back and he appeared to them again. He said, "Thomas, you didn't have that same experience." He said, "I know, here are my wounds. Here are the holes in my hand." And so he put His hands in those. Why would God do that? Because He's calling, He's preparing His church, us, to go outside of these walls and to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And He knows that in order to do that, it's one thing, you know, to know that the Word of God says that I love you, that He loves us. But when you've encountered Him and experienced that love, what does that do? It validates that truth. It confirms it. So that when somebody says, "Well, how do you know that God loves you?" Well, I've experienced, when people say, "How do you know Jesus is real?" I tell them, "I know Him. I've experienced Him." That's like that cement and that steel coming together and confirming who Jesus is. And that's what He was trying to do, and that's what He's continuing to do in us. Why? Because He's preparing us. As the church, we have this wonderful opportunity that He's called us to partner with Him in the process of spreading that good news. But He knows it's not an easy thing, and we need to know beyond all doubt who He is. And so experience is something that adds to the truth of what God's Word says, but as I said, it confirms it, it validates it. Because that's when boldness arises. When you know that you're ready to preach wherever you need to or to whomever, you don't care about whether they're going to reject you or not. Or in their occasion, and in some other people's occasions, that you may have to give your life for that privilege. And are you going to do that for something you're not certain of? I don't think so. So God, in His wisdom, says, you're going to experience me. And when you experience me, that's going to be that reinforcing bar in the cement of God's truth that's going to help me to be bold. And I want to be brief because I want to get back into a worship time so we can actually experience that. But let me finish by saying the result. There's always a result. There's always a change, remember, when we experience something, because we experience something we didn't know. And if we allow that to work in us, it's going to make a change in our lives. So you may have also noticed that when Mark was preaching and I was sitting over there, that at some point, Janine and I and then Chris followed behind up. And what that was about was, I still can't explain it totally. I'm still asking God. But there was just a moment when I was just a bit confused. And apparently I asked my wife, I thought it was once, I asked her four times, what's the date today? I knew where I was at the church. I didn't know I'd forgotten it was March 17th. So after the fourth time, Janine was a little bit concerned. I understand. I get that. She thought maybe I was having a stroke or something. So she said, let's go in the back. And she called Chris because he's an ex-firefighter. So if there was any incident of that, he would be able to recognize what there was. But there wasn't. Yeah, I had some gaps. But I had a supernatural experience. That happens. So to be prudent and wise and all those things, I would say, well, why don't you go to the hospital just to check it out? Okay. Janine drove me. We went to Centenary. They did the checks and everything. And after 4 hours, they said everything looks fine. But because they can't explain why, I couldn't remember certain details, go figure, maybe I shouldn't drive for the next couple of days. I said, okay, fine. I had to work the next day, so I had my chauffeur with me. I didn't think there was anything wrong with me. I'm great. I couldn't feel better. Actually, I feel much better than last week, and I know that I've changed in the last 7 days. But I thought, hey, if this is what it takes to have my wife with me for the whole day, to be with me, going to see what I do, hey, I'll take that. But in the midst of that, I introduced her to some of our tenants because I'm part of a property management team, and one of them had just slipped on the ice. We prayed for him. He's somebody I've known for a number of years. He's grew up in Russia, where they taught them that God doesn't exist, so he's an atheist. And here we're praying for him for healing. One of the other guys he got healed. The other guy was Orthodox, very religious background, gives you really skewed views of who God is. We prayed for him because his back, and he experienced, And just, he said, I have this sense of just incredible peace came over me as Janine was praying over him. And then in the office, one of my colleagues who was sick and had a cold, I want to go fast because I want to get into worship. And we prayed for her. And then the next morning, I started driving because I was fine. But I had a chiropractic appointment. And this is someone, it's a young woman who just recently out of good chiropractor if you need one. But I've shared a little bit about Jesus, and she told me a little bit about her mom, and she did, platelet counts aren't what they should be, and kidney, and I just said, thank you for sharing. I'm going to pray for her. So when I hadn't seen her for about 5-6 weeks, so I went in, the first thing I said is, how's your mom? And she told me, you know, her platelet counts have improved, and her kidney's a little bit better. And we spent the whole hour, just talking about Jesus with her, because she was asking me about miracles and things like that. And then, you know, she stuck the acupuncture things. And usually she leaves for 10 or 15 minutes, because they have to be in there for that long. She stayed. I said, I hope I'm not boring you. And she said, oh, no, this is really, really good. And I've just felt that sense of boldness ever since. But that's not just for me. It's for all of us. And that happens when we encounter God in a powerful way. It's one thing to have a knowledge of what the Word says. This is incredibly important. But when you have an experience that validates this, then it's like superpower. It's the super word. And it gives you boldness because you need boldness. The church needs boldness to do what Jesus has asked us to do, which is to go out into our Judea, Samaria, and into all the places of the world and revealing Jesus, being his hands and his feet wherever we go. And the testimony that we bring with that. Christianity is just not another religion. It's not a religion at all. We know it's a relationship that we have with the one and only God. And we have the privilege of walking together with him. So I've asked the musicians to come back. Shan, are you still here? I felt the Lord say, too, the whole church should be here. That means the kids. Some of the little ones, we're going to keep them back, like in kindergarten, because maybe they're not quite ready. I don't know about that. They probably are. But to invite them in, because I believe God is doing a new thing in us. Since the beginning of this year, just something of what God is doing. He's taking us into a deeper place to experience him more, to know him more. And I want us to give an opportunity for us. And I want to encourage you, get out of the boat. Do you think Jesus did that just for fun? He's walking on the water. He was trying to teach something to them. And Peter saw him, and he said, Jesus, ask me to come. And he said, come. And he came. And they experienced something that changed them. Because when we step out of the boat and Jesus reveals something to us, we were meant to walk on water. We were meant to do things, supernatural things. But we need to step out of the boat. We got to get out of our comfort range. And that's all Jesus needs you to do, is to say yes. And he will encounter you. As we draw closer to him, he will draw closer to us.